quadruple header here this afternoon in this Class 3A Hiawatha Regional Baseball Tournament. Two games already final. Perry Lecompton beat Royal Valley by a 5-0 score in Game 1. And if you missed it, Jeff West, a winner in Game 2 over ACCHS by a final score of 8-1. It's now the top seed, Riverside. The Cyclones taking on the Riverside Cyclones here in our third game here today. Riverside's lineup, let's check with them. As it's Dustin Veach will lead things off, playing at shortstop. Cooper Eberle is pitching and batting second. Ryder Davis at second, batting third. Reese Florence catching and batting fourth. Beckham Griffin is playing first and batting fifth. Mason Hayes in left field, he bats sixth. Chase Ewens in center field, batting seventh. Dakota Lethe is the designated hitter, batting eighth. And Coulter Peterson is playing third base and batting ninth, with Gavin Long, the flex position, playing defensively in right field. So again, for Riverside, the eighth seed in this tournament, 5 wins and 15 losses. They finished 2-12 in the Big 7. Beach at short, Eberle pitching, Davis at second, Florence catching, Griffin at first, Hayes in left, Hewins in center, Lethe the DH, and Peterson is at third base with Gavin Long playing in right field. We'll get to the Bishop Ward lineup after a quick timeout. The national anthem is coming up, but our next game just moments away here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Game number 3 of our quadruple header coming up here in a matter of moments. We have gone through the Riverside lineup. The number 8 seed, they get the top seed and lone ranked team in this tournament bracket, Bishop Ward, the Cyclones. Number 5 in Class 3A in the latest Kansas Association of Baseball Coaches rankings from last week. Bishop Ward, 14 wins, 6 losses, the number 1 seed in this tournament. They will go like this. Dustin Rector is in center field. He'll lead things off. Manny Dunn is the DH. He bats second. Chris Mancinas is at shortstop. He bats third. Keelan Overton is in the cleanup spot, batting fourth and in right field. Damon Esparza is pitching and batting fifth. Timothy Hughes at third base. He bats sixth. Jaden Hendricks, the second baseman, he bats seventh. Rolando Calderon is catching and batting eighth. And it's Edward Freeman at first base, batting ninth, with Victor Guerrero, the flex, playing defensively in left field. So again, the Bishop Ward lineup, Rector in center, Dunn DH, Mancinas at short, Overton in right, Esparza pitching, Hughes at third, Hendricks at second, Calderon catching, and Freeman at first, with Guerrero playing defense out in left field. We'll pause for another 60-second timeout. We'll come back. First pitch coming your way next between Riverside and Bishop Ward here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Two teams have advanced to the semifinals tomorrow. Perry Lecompton and Jefferson West will punch that third ticket here as game number three is about to begin. Bishop Ward, the top seed, 14 wins and 6 losses coming in against the 8 seed Riverside Cyclones at 5 wins and 15 losses. Our nightcap will be Morehill Mount Academy and Hiawatha. So 2 down and 2 to go this quadruple header here today on KNZA. In Riverside, the away team, the 8 seed in this 8-team field. Riverside, again, 5 wins on the year. The last time out, they swept ACCHS. So think about this. Riverside comes in with 4 straight wins. But before that, they were 1-15. So they swept Holton and then swept ACCHS, who we just saw get beat by Jefferson West. And then in the stretch where they won just one of their first 16 games, they beat Troy back in early April. This is a Riverside team that will lead things off with Dustin Veach, followed by Cooper Everly, and then Ryder Davis, rocking their road black uniforms, white striped pants. Bishop Ward, the number one seed and number five ranked team in Class 3A, on paper the favorites to come out of this regional. But you just never know. Riverside will have a tall task here today, trying to pull a gigantic upset. It is Dustin Veach, the shortstop. He'll lead things off, batting from the left side. Starting to see some blue skies, and the sun's starting to peek out a little bit, so good to see. First pitch by Esparza in there for a strike. Esparza is a right-handed pitcher. Next pitch high and outside, 1-1 here to Dustin Veach. Bishop Ward, 14-6. They started the year 1-4, but then won 11 straight games. They have sputtered a little down the stretch, just 2-3 over their last 5. Here's a ground ball, playable at shortstop, and a hard throw is not in time. It was well played by Mancinas at shorts, and Freeman dug out a low throw, but Veach able to beat it out for a leadoff single. So an infield single for Dustin Veach, and Riverside has their leadoff man on. And here's Cooper Everly, who will be pitching for Riverside here today. Last matchup, we had Tigers v. Tigers. This matchup, we get Cyclones on Cyclones. So we got that going for us. First pitch right down Broadway in there for a strike by Damon Esparza. Veach at first, nobody out, no score, top of the first. Riverside and Bishop Ward, our third of 4 games here tonight. Ground ball, this could be double play scenario, and it's bobbled by the shortstop, Mancinas, and it's an error. And everybody is safe. He was 2 feet from the bag, and it just popped right out of his glove. And now first and second with nobody out. That is a clear E6. And the two first batters here for Riverside have reached. An infield single and then an error. Veach at second, Everly at first with nobody out. And Ryder Davis will step in. A golden opportunity here for Riverside against the top seed, Cyclones of Bishop Ward. Let's see if they can capitalize. Esparza out of the stretch. First pitch is just absolutely mashed, but foul. Into the lake it goes. Well through the trees. Ryder Davis well out in front. We saw a home run in the last game. Jefferson West had a 2-run shot. Straighten that one out. That one could have been close. Ryder Davis 0-1. First and second, nobody out. Top of the first, no score. Fouled straight back, and it's quickly 0-2. has to protect, working on the right-hander, Damon Esparza. Good crowd on hand. Both these squads. Game number three today. There's a high fastball that's taken by Davis, 1-2. Veach with an infield single. Everly reached on an error. First and second, nobody out. Riverside threatening in the top of the first. It's the top seed, Cyclones of Bishop Ward. There's a pickoff play to second, not in time. Veach back in safely. Two teams opposite ends of the spectrum on paper, but latter portion. And there's a strike three call on the inside corner. Ryder Davis down looking, and there's the first out.
Catcher Reese Florence.
Here's the catcher, Reese Florence. And Bishop Ward had won 11 straight, but just 2-3 in their last five coming in. Riverside started the year 1-15, but have won four straight coming into the tournament. Florence takes time. One out, two on. No score, top one. We know one semifinal for tomorrow. There's another pickoff throw. Same result. Beach back in safely. Battle of the Big Seven in one semifinal with Jeff West and Perry LeCompton. Games will be played here in Ozaukee with the semis and the title game. Of course, winner of this tournament off to the state tournament next week. Lawrence fouls one straight back, 0-1. Beckham Griffin due up next. I mentioned in the last broadcast, when you get to this point in the year and you get yourself opportunities with runners on base, got to cherish and take advantage, especially when you're an 8 seed battling a 1 seed. Riverside got their first two on, but Davis struck out. Now Florence evens up the count here at 1-1. Got to do whatever you can to scratch off at least a run here if you're Riverside. Esparza out of the stretch. He's thrown back to second twice, not this time, and now this one is driven out to right center field. And Overton makes the catch. Good speed out there. No advance by either runner. Now two outs, and it's down to Beckham Griffin.
First baseman Beckham Griffin.
So a single and an error, followed by a strikeout and a flyout. And Beckham Griffin, with two outs, needs to put one in play here to try to get a run home. Esparza out of the stretch, gets a sign, shakes yes, looks back to second, does so again, now fires, and it's fouled away. Riverside coming off a pair of sweeps. They swept Holton and Riverside, or correction, ACCHS, not Riverside, of course. Pitch that was high, but Griffin out in front fouls it away, and it's quickly 0-2. Griffin really needs to protect. Down 0-2 with two on and two out. Esparza trying to get out of an early jam. And a check swing, but it was high and inside for ball one. Beach at second, Everly at first. Two outs here in the top of the first. And the pitch. And it's hit towards center field. Coming on to make the catch is Rector to retire the side. So the Cyclones get their first two on. Riverside does, of course, and unable to get a run home. Half an inning through the books. Bishop Ward and Riverside scoreless. We're back after this.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
SBS Insurance is proud to announce we are celebrating 20 years of providing excellent service to our clients. We've helped protect families, homes, farms, and businesses from unforeseen events. Our team of experienced agents is committed to providing the best possible coverage and customer service to suit your individual needs. To celebrate this milestone, we will be providing lunch at each of our locations this summer. Please visit our Facebook page, SBS Insurance, for specific times and dates.
Kansaland Radio.
Riverside with a golden opportunity in the first, but unable to capitalize. They got their first two base runners on, but then a strikeout, a flyout, and a lineout ended that threat. No scores. We hit the bottom of the first inning. Top seed Bishop Ward, number 5 in Class 3A in the latest rankings. The lone ranked team here in this 8 tournament bracket. It'll be Dustin Rector, Manny Dunn, Chris Mancinas, and then Keelan Overton, if one of those three are able to get on. Bishop Ward, again, they started the year 1-4, but then racked off 11 straight wins, but have sputtered a little bit down the stretch. They beat St. James Academy last week by a 9-8 final, but just 2-3 over their last 5 games coming in. They will get Cooper Everly, Riverside pitcher, here in this elimination game this afternoon. Everly, a final warm-up toss.
Leading off for Bishop Ward, center fielder, Dustin Rector.
So here we go. Bottom of the first, no score. Here's Dustin Rector, center fielder for Bishop Ward. All white uniforms for Bishop Ward, the home team. And a little pause. Umpire getting the mask on, ready to rock and roll. Rector, a right-handed hitter. Everly, a right-handed pitcher. And Everly's first pitch in the dirt, ball one. Bishop Ward, 6 losses, 14 wins. They have lost to St. Thomas Aquinas, Lansing, St. Mary's, Colgan, Hayden, and Pleasant Hill. Everly finds the strike zone there, 1-1. And really, for the first time today, we see the sun really breaking through. And now, the best part of the day we've seen so far. Off-speed pitch in the dirt. Now 2-1 to Rector. Defensively for Riverside, Everly pitching. Florence is catching. Peterson at third. Beach at short. Davis at second. Griffin at first. Hayes in left. Hewins in center. Long is in right. There's a strike. Fastball clipping the outside corner. And we're evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Everly shakes off one. Shakes off two. Third time's a charm, the 2-2, in the dirt. All 3 pitches that he has missed here to Rector have been low. 3 balls and 2 strikes for the leadoff hitter for Bishop Ward. Little open on his right-handed stance. And he'll smoke this one towards right field, playing it, and pops out of the glove of Long, and it's going to be an error. Gets the throw in. But moving back into his left a little bit was Long, and it just simply popped out of his glove.
Number 3, Manny Dunn.
So Rector is on via the air. And now it's the DH, Manny Dunn, who is a lefty. Open on his stance against the right-hander, Cooper Everly. Now Bishop Ward, an opportunity here. First pitch is high for ball one. And done the DH, and the most sun we have seen all day. A lot of sunshine now on the field. Clouds are breaking away. Next pitch just missing. It's now 2-0. Rector at first base, nobody out. Bottom of the first, no score. When you move on, lose your season concludes. Pitch by Everly. Low and outside, 3-0. Riverside again, they had a good opportunity in the top of the first with their first 2 base runners reaching, but unable to get a run in. Now that pitch is behind Dunn, and it hits him. 2 on and nobody out for Chris Mancinas.
Number 5, Chris Mancinas.
Mancinas, the shortstop, now with 2 on and nobody out. So an error, and then a hit batter gives the lefty Mancinas a golden opportunity. He is also a left-handed hitter. Benefits him as Eberle is a right-handed pitcher. First pitch to him is outside, gets in the dirt and away, and both runners advance. So now second and third with nobody out. Base hit could give Bishop Ward an early 2-0 lead. Eberle now out of the windup. Pitch is inside. It's now 2-0. Bishop Ward, they certainly a very good offensive team. That pitch is high to Mancinas. Now 3-0. Interesting to see if he takes this one all the way. And the 3-0, low and inside, ball four. Bases are loaded.
Right fielder, Keelan Overton.
It's the true definition of the cleanup hitter, as Overton will step in with the bases loaded and nobody out. An error, a hit batter, and then a walk has loaded the bases for Bishop Ward here in the home half of the first. Trying to break through and get on the board first. Quick meeting on the mound. The infield in Riverside just trying to limit the damage as much as they possibly can. Bishop Ward out of Kansas City, playing in this Hiawatha Regional. Number one seed coming in. And certainly threatening here in the first. Rector at third, Dunn at second, Mancinas at first. Keelan Overton, the cleanup hitter. And right fielder bats from the right side. Eberle's first pitch outside for a ball. So the bases are loaded without a hit here in the first inning, and he is really crouching that plate from the right side. He takes one inside, and it's now 2-0. Eberle has not thrown a strike since the first batter. And right on cue, he gets one in there. Now two balls and one strike. Overton taking all the way. Trying to get Bishop Ward the early lead here in the first. The 2-1. Check swing gets away. Of Florence just enough to keep it in front, and it's now 3-1. Three balls and one strike with the bases loaded and nobody out. Bottom of the first, no score. With the pitcher Damon Esparza due up next. Here is the 3-1 from Eberle. It's in there for a strike. As Overton took a step towards first, thought it was outside, but the umpire says no. The count runs full. So a huge pitch coming up here for Cooper Eberle. Here it comes. And it's ball four, just inside, and it's a 1-0 lead now for Bishop Ward.
Number 18, Damon Esparza.
A bases loaded walk drives in the first run. Damon Esparza, the pitcher. Still nobody out, and a 1-0 lead now for Bishop Ward. Eberle kicks and fires. In there for a strike down Broadway. Esparza, a right-handed hitter. Off speed, bends in there for a strike. Heck of a pitch there. And it is 0-2. The 0-2. Outside. One ball and two strikes. The first four have reached without a hit for Bishop Ward. An error, a hit batter, and then back-to-back walks. Ground ball. It is playable at third. They get the out at third for one, and a double up. They do! A huge double play for Riverside as it's played nicely by Peterson at third. Takes the grounder, touching third for one, and then throwing home for out number two. So Esparza is a 5-2 double play. They get done out at home. Mancinas out at third. Now a courtesy runner is in at first base for Bishop Ward. For Esparza, but a huge double play. And now it's up to Timothy Hughes, the third baseman. Swing and a miss at the first pitch. Boy, how quickly things can change and look if Riverside can get out of this with only the one run given up. Everly back to the stretch. 0-1 count here on Hughes. The pitch. Buries a curveball in there for a strike. 0-2. So an error, a hit batter, back-to-back walk, scored the first run, and then a double play by Esparza, the 5-2 variety. Just a bit outside on a fastball. It's 1-2. A runner still at first and second. Overton at second. And the courtesy runner at first. And the 1-2. Both runners are going. Strike three on a bender. And the fact Riverside only gave up one, that is a big-time win for Riverside. So we've played one. Bishop Ward, a 1-0 lead here on KNZA.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
1-0 Bishop Ward as we start the second inning here in Ozaukee this afternoon. Game 3 of 4. Our quadruple header, Bishop Ward, one run, no hits in the first, but Riverside getting out of a tough pickle. Mason Hayes will lead things off for Riverside. Against Damon Esparza for Bishop Ward. First pitch. A little bit high. Mason Hayes, Chase Hewins, Dakota Leafy. 3-2 up here for Riverside in the second. Next pitch a little bit high and tight, 2-0. Bishop Ward had the bases loaded with nobody out. It walked in a run, and then a double play and then a strikeout ended a big-time threat. A 1-0 Bishop Ward lead, and now Hayes takes ball three, and it's 3-0. Guessing he'll take all the way. And he does, ball four. Now Chase Hewins is in. The runner at first and nobody out. Representing that tying run. First pitch by Esparza in there for a strike. Esparza quickly back, working out of the stretch. Taking his time. Quick glance at first. Fires. A little bit low. One ball and one strike here to the Riverside center fielder, Chase Hewins. They got one more game after this one. Quadruple header here this afternoon. Here is the 1-1 from Esparza. It is in there for strike number two. Hewins thought it was a little bit inside. Umpire says no. Here is Esparza's 1-2. In there, strike three on the outside corner. Second strikeout for Esparza. First out here in the second.
Number 45, Dakota Lethe.
Here is the DH, Dakota Lethe, with Hayes at first. And one out. That's from the right side against the hard-throwing Esparza, who's a right-handed hitter. Or pitcher, I should say. Esparza's pitch. In there for a strike. Riverside won two league games in 2023, 2-12 in the Big Seven. There's a pickoff throw to first, and it gets away, but not enough to get Hayes up to second base. He is back in safely. Holton, the lone team in the Big Seven that did not get a league win. Riverside 2-12 with their 5-15 overall record. 1-1 from Esparza. Swung on and missed by Lethe. It's now 1-2. With Coulter Peterson due up next. Esparza likes the sign, fires, swing and a miss, strike three. Three strikeouts now for Esparza.
Number three, Coulter Peterson.
Here is Coulter Peterson, number nine hitter playing third base for Riverside. Hayes after a leadoff walk. Still at first base, now two outs. And Esparza's first pitch. In there for a strike. Peterson showed bunt, but pulled back. But it was in the strike zone. Esparza now a quick throw to first. Hayes back in time. First two games fairly overcast, but now the sun is out here for game three. Peterson takes one high, 1-1. Bishop Ward, the 1-0 lead. This one is hit well, right field, but playing it is Overton nicely, works to his right to make the catch and retire the side. So a leadoff walk does no harm. We head to the bottom of the second inning with Bishop Ward leading 1-0.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our eight branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bishop Ward, the 1-0 lead over Riverside as we start the bottom of the second inning.
Second baseman, Jaden Hendricks.
It'll be Jaden Hendricks, Rolando Calderon, and Edward Freeman. Two up for Bishop Ward, bottom third of the order here with that 1-0 lead against Cooper Eberle. And the first pitch off speed is driven right back up the center into center field for a base hit. So Hendricks on with nobody out.
Number seven, Rolando Calderon.
Rolando Calderon. Everly, quick toss back to first. Hendricks back in time. 1-0 lead for Bishop Ward on a bases loaded walk in the first. Everly's next pitch a little bit high. And Calderon, it's 1-0. Everly, another throw. Hendricks back in time. Everly out of the stretch. Here is the 1-0. Low and outside. Now 2-0. Calderon, a right-handed hitter. Everly, the right-handed thrower. Hendricks takes off. Throw to second. It's a high hop, and Hendricks underneath it. And he is safe. So Hendricks in now scoring position with nobody out. The count now on Calderon is 3-0. That release pitch, and 3-0 swinging. Calderon fouls it out of play. It's now 3-1. Bates hit could add to the lead. 1-0 Bishop Ward, bottom two. Hendricks at second base with nobody out. 3-1. It is high for ball four. Now 2-1 and nobody out for Edward Freeman.
First baseman Edward Freeman.
Able bringing a courtesy runner at first base. Taking the spot of Calderon Decker. So Everly out of the stretch. Again, having to work out of a jam here in the second. First pitch skips away. Both runners take off. Both runners safe. Now second and third. And nobody out. The 1-0 count on Freeman. And Everly's pitch swung on and missed. 1-1 and 1-1. The 1-1, another swing and a miss. Now 1-2. It'll be a big strikeout if Everly can get it. And the 1-2 outside. Courtesy runner at second base, Hendricks at third. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Bishop Ward, the 1-0 lead here on Riverside. Number one versus number eight in this bracket. Swing and a miss. A pitch that was low and a strike three call.
15,
second strikeout for Everly back to the top of the order. So a big first out. Dustin Rector reached on an error, scored in the first. Has second and third and one out. Curveball missing for ball one. And the 1-0. A little bit outside, 2-0. Bishop Ward had the bases loaded with nobody out in the first. They walked in their first run, or the lone run, but then a double play and a strikeout ended a big-time threat. Everly missing again, a little bit outside, and it's 3-0. Walk would load the bases once again. That one's in there, finds the strike zone. It's now 3-1. Manny Dunn due up next. Bishop Ward, number five in the state, in Class 3A. And a late swing, and it's fouled away. And the count is full at 3-2. Runners at second and third, one out, full count. 1-0 Bishop Ward, bottom two. Swing and a miss. Everly gets him down swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts.
Sunday's hitter, Manny Dunn.
Now it's up to Manny Dunn, who was hit by a pitch his first time up. Now two outs, second and third. Base hit would add to the lead. And he ropes it into right field, and there's the base hit. One run is in, and they will hold the courtesy runner at third. So it's 2-1. Now the ball gets away, and it's 3-0. They were originally holding the runner at third, but a kind of a lazy throw in, allowing that second run to score.
Shortstop, Chris Mancina.
So Dunn, he'll get one RBI, but then an error from right field, allowing that second run to score. Now this one's hit well to the right side, and it's off the glove of the second baseman Davis, but able to gather and make the throw for the third out. But a big clutch hit for Manny Dunn, driving in a pair. It's now 3-0 Bishop Ward. Back for the third inning in a moment on KNZA.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
In the second, their lead over Riverside is 3-0 as we start the third inning. Game 3 of 4 here on KNZA. Regional baseball. It's always fun to cover the postseason. Riverside going to have to come from behind here against the top seed Bishop Ward. Top of the order here to start the third, Dustin Beach, Cooper Eberle, Ryder Davis. Beach singled in his first at-bat. Bats from the left side, working against Damon Esparza, who has thrown 31 pitches through two innings. And the first pitch is outside for a ball. Riverside had an opportunity, got their first two on in the first, unable to get a run across, and now Beach up the middle, diving stop by the second baseman, throw not in time. So the speed of Beach beating out what would have been a heck of a play by Jaden Hendricks.
Number 4, Cooper Eberle.
But Beach is on for a second time. That'll bring up Cooper Eberle. Diving stop by Hendricks at second to his right. And the speed of Beach just enough to beat out a good throw. So now that brings up Cooper Eberle. Reached on an error his first time up. Esparza throws, and Beach back in time. Beach is certainly flirting with a steal. He's got a pretty sizable lead over there, but Esparza finally throwing back, trying to keep him honest. Esparza again, Beach takes off, and this one's fouled out of play. Might have had the hit and run on. But Beach has to go back to first and Eberle down 0-1. Three nothing Bishop Ward here in the third. Next pitch outside, 1-1 here to Eberle. With Ryder Davis due up next. Winner moves on to the semifinals of this Class 3A Regional Tournament. Ground ball through the hole, and it's into left field for a hit. Back-to-back hits to lead off the third here for Riverside.
Number 15, Ryder Davis.
Now Ryder Davis. First and second, nobody out. Davis represents the tying run. Riverside trailing 3-0. Esparza has worked out of a couple jams here early and have to do it again. Swing and a miss. By Davis, strike number one. Swung over the top of a low fastball. Quick glance at second. Beach about 7 paces off. Fastball high and inside. 1-1. Back-to-back singles to lead off the third. First and second, nobody out. Esparza looks back in second, and the pitch. Popped up. Looks like it's going to be the infielder, second baseman Hendricks, right on the edge of the grass to make the catch for the first out.
Catcher Reese Florence.
Now Reese Florence flew out to right field his first time up. Steps in with first and second, and one out. Esparza will throw to second. Take off play not in time. Beach back safely. Beach at second, Eberle at first. Pitch to Florence. Fouled away. Riverside trying to get on the board here in the third, trailing Bishop Ward 3-0. Here's the 0-1. Taking off. Good jump and throw, and I think the ball got away, and everyone is safe. The double steal. Veach would have been out if it was gloved cleanly by Hughes at third. It popped out of his glove, and everyone is safe. A base hit could make it potentially a one-run game. Second and third, one outs. 1-1 count on Florence. Next pitch gets away. Here's a potential play at the plate. Not in time, and Riverside's on the board. Aggressive base running from Dustin Veach. Eberle moves up to third, and the wild pitch gets Riverside on the board. They now trail 3-1. A chance to make it 3-2. 2-1 count on Florence. It is high. Now 3-1. Big pitch for Esparza. Here it is. Outside, ball 4.
First baseman Beckham Griffin.
So now runners at the corners. It does bring up the double play ball. One run in for Riverside, trailing Bishop Ward 3-1 here in the top of the third. Beckham Griffin 0-1 with a lineout. Steps in for a second time. As far as his first pitch. Popped up. Is it going to stay in play? It's going to be close and up against the netting. It's a foul ball. Or strike one. No balls and 1 here on Griffin. Riverside get a big hit here. Chip into this deficit. Esparza a long look and fires and a strike. And Griffin quickly down 0-2. And the 0-2. just getting a piece of it, rolling it to the right side, gloves up the first baseman to get the out, but a run is in. So an RBI ground out, a productive at-bat for Griffin. It's now a 3-2 game.
Left fielder Mason Hayes.
Everly scores from third. Florence is now to second. So a base hit could tie the game. It's up to Mason Hayes. And the first is high and tight, 1-0. Hayes walked his first time up. He's got Lawrence at second base with two outs. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike, it is 1-1. A couple of singles, a wild pitch leading to one run, and an RBI ground out by Griffin. Riverside's within 3-2. Chance to maybe add another. And just getting a piece. Fouling it away is Hayes. And it's 1-2. Chase Hewins on deck if Hayes is able to do something here. As far as they're just trying to get out of it with his team still in front. Here's the pitch. And this one's hit towards right center field. Running towards it is Overton. Good speed out there. He'll make the catch to retire the side. But Riverside is on the board. They tally two. And after 2.5, it's Bishop Ford 3 and Riverside 2.
You already know us as the best place to bank. But GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Riverside back into it. A couple of runs in the top of the third. Trailing Bishop Ward 3-2 is Bishop Ward coming up here in the bottom of the third inning. Keelan Overton will lead things off. Damon Esparza will follow. Timothy Hughes after that. One in the first, two in the second for Bishop Ward, the top seed in this regional tournament. Riverside getting a couple runs on a couple hits in that last half inning. Everly's first pitch, outside for a ball. Overton walked with the bases loaded in the first. Credit with an RBI. First run of the game. Next pitch outside, it's 2-0. Battle between the 1 seed and the 8 seed in this tournament. And this one is just driven to deep left center field. And it's just down in front of the fence. A near home run. Overton's got great speed. He'll stand up with a double. That one hit very well and just shy of the fence in deep left center.
Pitcher Damon Esparza.
There's the pitcher, Damon Esparza. Overton in scoring position with nobody out. Bishop Ward trying to get something back after Riverside tallied two in the last half inning. Oh, and a curveball hits him in the helmet. As far as it takes one off the side, appears to be okay. He'll take first.
Third baseman, Tim Hughes.
So now first and second for Timothy Hughes. We'll bring out a courtesy runner. Or Esparza at first. Bishop Ward, first two runners have reached, a double and a hit batter. Timothy Hughes, who struck out his first time up, has a chance here in the third, shows bunt, pulls back, it's a ball. 3-2, Bishop Ward, bottom of the third. Trying to tally the third semifinal team. Another bunt shows and doesn't get it down. It's a strike. One ball and one strike here to Hughes. So trying to get Overton and as far as his courtesy runner to second and third. Everly out of the stretch, fires. It is high. And it's 2-1. So two balls and one strike here to Hughes. Everly, a long look. Overton at second, not a big lead. Next pitch in the dirt, 3-1. Jaden Hendricks due up next. The sun is out. Clouds are separating. See some blue skies out towards left field. After the first two games, saw nothing but overcast conditions. Pause by the umpire. Three balls and one strike here with Hughes. Courtesy runner at first. You have Overton at second. And Everly's pitch. Inside, ball four. That loads him up.
Second baseman, Jaden Hendricks.
So here's Jaden Hendricks. Big opportunity with the bases loaded. And nobody out. They had him loaded with nobody out in the first and could only manage one run. Let's see if they can top that in the third. Everly's going to go back to the windup. First pitch is high for a ball. Tough spot here for Riverside after getting back to within one. There's a check swing and going around for a strike. And it's one ball and one strike here on Hendricks. Singled and scored. One of the two runs in the second. Here's the 1-1 from Everly. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. And it's 1-2. Courtesy runner at second base. Overton at third. Hughes at first. Just missing outside. 2-2. That would have been a big strikeout. Still a chance to get it. With Rolando Calderon due up next. Here's a big 2-2. And the dirt gets away. Everybody advancing and everybody is in safely. So a wild pitch gets Overton in from third. It's now a 4-2 Bishop Ward lead. So everybody moves up. Now second and third. Nobody out. Another run is in. Now a 4-2 lead. And a base hit could add two more. And the count is full here on Hendricks with Calderon due up next. And now he hits this one towards center field. Shallow. Shallow enough to where the shortstop Beach is able to make the play and get a big out. No advance for either runner.
Number 7, Rolando Calderon.
So here's Calderon. He's going to step in. Walked and scored. His first time up. He's got second and third with one out. His team leading 4-2 in the bottom of the third. First pitch by Everly, a little bit high for ball one. Rolando Calderon, number 8 hitter in the Bishop Ward lineup. And Everly's 1-0. High again, 2-0. Bishop Ward, they have scored in every inning so far. One in the first, two in the second, now one here in the third, and a chance for more. Everly out of the windup. And it's low, now 3-0. Now, the third straight batter that Eberle has faced here this inning where he has worked at least three balls into the count. And this one's hit to the right side, fielded, and out is recorded, but a run is in. So an RBI ground out makes it 5-2.
Number six, Edward Freeman.
So two outs, 5-2 Bishop Ward. Runner at third is Hughes. And the batter is Edward Freeman, struck out his first time up. First pitch by Eberle is in there for a strike. Eberle's 0-1 is fouled away left side, quickly 0-2. Try to keep that runner away from home. See if Riverside can limit to just two, but we'll see. The pitcher's count at 0-2. Here it is. And a foul ball just getting a piece. And we'll do it again at 0-2. Top of the order, due up next with Rector. Another foul ball. Stays 0-2. Runner at third is Hughes. Two have scored. It's 5-2 Bishop Ward. And Bishop Ward, the top seed in this tournament, number 5 in the state. Well, just 2-3 over their last 5 games coming in. They have 5 runs here through 2 2/3. Another foul ball. Well, the home plate umpires, they've rotated here through these games, and it's been a brutal day. Some of these umpires taking some shots. That one off the left elbow after that foul ball. Freeman's fouled off a couple here. It's still 0-2. And everybody appears to be all right, ready to roll. Eberle, 0-2, is trying to get out of it, and fires in the dirt for ball one. So one ball, two strikes here on Freeman. Hughes at third with two outs. And the 1-2. Ooh, and it runs in, and it hits him. Second hit batter here in the inning, and that keeps it alive for Dustin Rector.
Number 15, Dustin Rector.
Third at bat for Rector, reached on an error and is struck out. Freeman at first, Hughes at third. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. Bishop Ward, they've added two, and their lead is 5-2. See if Rector can come through and add a little bit more. Eberle back to the stretch, fires high and tight. And taking second base without a throw is Freeman. So now second and third with two outs. Count 1-0 on Rector. Here's the 1-0. In there for a strike. And it's 1-1. The seventh batter Eberle has faced here in the third. Off speed, but just missing. Two balls and one strike. And the 2-1 fouled away. So it evens up. Two balls and two strikes with Dustin Rector. Hughes at third. Freeman at first. Correction now at second. Beg your pardon. Base hit could drive in two more. Riverside got to do everything you can to get this out and avoid that. Eberle out of the windup and the pitch. just missing outside. It's now a full count at 3-2. It was close. Manny Dunn would be up next if Rector's able to do something. Here it is. Low and outside, ball four. The inning continues.
Number three, Manny Dunn.
And a big at bat coming up. Meeting on the hill here for Riverside. The eighth man coming up. It's Manny Dunn. Bases are loaded with two outs. Bishop Ward, they have already tallied two in the inning. Their lead is 5-2 here in the bottom of the third. We continue on here this afternoon. Again, the clouds are parting. The sun is out. Skies are blue. Calm temperatures. The lefty, Manny Dunn, coming up. Chance to really break this game open. He can find a gap somewhere. He has singled and has been hit by a pitch. He has been on twice. 5-2 Bishop Ward, bottom three. And this first pitch is absolutely smashed to right field. Bring it all out. It's a grand slam. That's more than finding a gap. That's finding all of it. And Bishop Ward now leads it 9-2. And absolutely no doubter shot to right field. Goodness gracious. Well, you don't see it a whole lot. A no-doubter grand slam. That ball might not be down yet. Goodness me, that was a shot. Ninth man in the order, or ninth man coming up here in the inning, that's Chris Mancinas, and he takes one high for ball one. A grand slam by Manny Dunn makes it 9-2 Bishop Ward. Mancinas fouls this one out of play. Now one ball and one strike. Six hits scored in the inning. And Bishop Ward, they have batted around here in the third. There's a strike on the outside corner. It's now 1-2. A little bit inside, but fouling it away. Stays 1-2. Mancinas has walked. He is also grounded out. Riverside had a chance to kind of minimize the damage here in the third, keep it to just a couple of runs. But Manny Dunn said, no thanks. I'm going to put four on the board with one swing. And there's a swing and a miss, strike three. But the damage certainly done. Manny Dunn with a grand slam. Six runs across for Bishop Ward, and their lead is 9-2 after three innings.
Are you a rancher? Are you worried about commodity prices? Livestock Risk Protection, also known as LRP, provides your business with a defense against declining livestock prices in the future for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and swine. No one can predict where prices will end up, so take away the worry with LRP. Contact SBS Insurance Agency at 785-336-2821 to learn more about protecting your livestock business.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
KNZA.
Manny Dunn with a grand slam, highlighting a six-run third inning for Bishop Ward. And Riverside now in a lot of trouble here. They got a long way to go. Down 9-2 here in the fourth against the top seed, Bishop Ward. 9 runs, 4 hits. As far as the back to work, and the first pitch high to Chase Hewins for ball one. Hewins, Lethe, Peterson do up Riverside here in the fourth. And once again, the umpire taking a shot off a foul ball. Looked like he caught that one right below the mask. It has been a tough day for the umpires here. It is not an easy gig, especially behind home plate. He appears to be okay. A 1-ball-1-strike here to Hewins, who struck out his first time up. So back to it in the fourth inning. 9-2, Bishop Ward. As far as plenty of room to work, Hewins steps in. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. And it's quickly 1-2 with Lethe due up next. Our final game tonight will be Morehill Mount Academy and Hiawatha. That is the 4-5 matchup. And on a 1-2 count, this one has popped up. And just shallow center field, it is the second baseman, Jaden Hendricks, who goes out there to make the play. So now Lethe will bat, struck out his first time up. One out, nobody on here in the fourth. And first pitch swinging, drilled out to center field, but Rector maybe took one step to his left. He was in the right place at the right time on that one for an easy second out.
Third baseman, Coulter Peterson.
So quickly, two up and two down. Coulter Peterson lined out to right field his first time up. And as far as they're trying to go quickly here in the fourth would be the first 1-2-3 inning. He faced 5 in the first, 4 in the second, and 6 in the third. This next one will be his 58th pitch of the game. There's a swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. Bishop Ward in control here in the fourth. Swing and a miss. 1-2-3. Down goes Riverside. So 3.5 in. It's all Bishop Ward. 9-2 here on KNZA.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Bishop Ward 9, Riverside 2. Our third of 4 games here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tabman with you. Logan Carpenter, our studio producer. Thanks for hanging with. Looks like we do have a new pitcher here for Riverside. It is Dustin Beach, who is now going to be pitching for Riverside. And Eberle now will play shortstop, so those two swap.
First up for Bishop Ward, Keelan Overton.
4, 5, and 6 in the Bishop Ward lineup here in the fourth. And with Dustin Beach now pitching for Riverside. 9-2. Bishop Ward lead. Scored six in the third, highlighted by a Manny Dunn grand slam. A no-doubter to right field. Here's Beach, his first pitch, in the dirt for a ball. Bishop Ward had one in the first, two in the second, six in the third. Overton has reached twice, a walk and a double. Beach, second pitch outside, 2-0. You can see why Bishop Ward, they got pop up and down the lineup as Beach's 2-0 is in there for a strike. Beach, 2-1. Just missing a little bit high, now 3-1. Overton, Esparza, and Hughes do up for Bishop Ward here in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch outside, ball four.
Number 18, Damon Esparza.
Here's the pitcher, Damon Esparza. Grounded into a double play his first time up. And was hit by a pitch and scored in the six-run third. Runner at first, nobody out. Pickoff throw safe. Overton back. He had a good lead over there. Beach certainly keeping an eye on him. And taking off. Pitch is high. Throw to second. Not in time. Just a little bit under the throw was Overton, and he moves up to second base with a stolen base. Pitch was high to Esparza. 1-0 the count. Base hit, could add another. This one is hit to the right side and foul. One ball and one strike. You start thinking if Bishop Ward can add another run or two, then you start putting the run rule into play. With the 10 after 5, they're up 9-2 here, and now that one gets away, and ducking out of the way is Esparza, and it's now 2-1. One semifinal set for tomorrow, Jeff West and Perry LeCompton. And the winner of this one will face the winner of Moore Hill and Hiawatha tomorrow in the other semifinal. Esparza's pitch, or takes one low from Beach, now 3-1. Ball got away, and Overton able to take third without a throw. So Beach with a 3-1 count, and fires, in the dirt, ball four. That'll bring up Timothy Hughes.
And Timothy Hughes.
Now they're going to get a courtesy runner for Esparza. Courtesy runner takes over at first. You have Overton at third. So at the corners with nobody out here in the fourth. Bishop Ward in control with a 9-2 lead. Back-to-back walks by Beach after taking over for Eberle. Pitch is in there for a strike. Courtesy runner able to steal second. So now second and third with nobody out. Hughes struck out in the first. He walked in the third. Here's a good pitch by Beach. Curls in there for a strike. And it's 0-2. There is the 0-2. Grounder should bring in a run. And Everly's throw right on the money for the first out, but a productive out as an RBI for Hughes on the ground out, 6-3, and it's now 10-2, Bishop Ward.
Number 23, Jaden Hendricks.
So the first out, Hughes, an RBI ground out, brings up Jaden Hendricks with singled and popped out. Very open on his right-handed stance. And takes one low for ball one. Couple of walks and a ground out has led to a run. Bishop Ward has scored in all four innings. That one a little bit inside, now 1-1. The big inning was the third, and they scored 6. They lead it right now 10-2 over Riverside. And a chance for more with a runner at third and one out. Grounder left side, this should bring it in, and it gets away from the third baseman in Peterson, and that brings in a run, and it's now 11-2.
Catcher Rolando Calderon.
It was a pretty slow roller, good speed for Hendricks to beat it out. 11-2. Here in the bottom of the fourth, there is Calderon. Takes one outside for a ball. Rolando Calderon, he has walked and scored, is also grounded out. Not the same exact pitch, just a little bit outside, now 2-0. Bishop Ward trying to punch their way into the semifinals tomorrow. They got a good lead here. There's a throw to first. Hendricks back safely. And that pitch gets away, Hyatt inside, and Hendricks took off, and he's going to be at second base without a throw. So he's into scoring position, and the count's now 3-0 here on Calderon. Tough inning for Veach. A couple of walks, giving up a single and a ground out. And it's ball four.
First baseman, Edward Freeman.
Number 9 hitter, Edward Freeman. Runners at first and second. Looks like another courtesy runner will come in. Take the spot of Calderon at first. Bishop Ward still trying to do some damage. Still one out. First and second. They've played it 2. Their lead is 11-2. Freeman has struck out. He's also been hit by a pitch. First pitch by Veach in there for a strike. Now Veach will step off with the runner back at second. And Hendricks. And the 0-1. Just off the inside part of the bat, fouled away. And it's 0-2 here on Freeman, with Rector due up next. Veach out of the stretch. Hendricks at second. You got a courtesy runner at first. Hendricks takes off. The pitch is high. Throw to third, and it's launched into left field, and that's going to bring in a run. So Florence has thrown a third very high, and it's now 12-2. And Calderon up to, or I should say Calderon's courtesy runner at second base. A 10-run lead here for Bishop Ward in the bottom of the fourth, and that one rides inside. I think it might have caught him in the hand, and now Florence took a shot off the helmet. It's been a rough day for those behind the dish. I think everybody's good to go. So I think that pitch was just a ball. I wasn't sure if it might have caught Freeman maybe in the hand, but It did not. So it's just a 1-2 count, one out, runner at second. Three more have scored for Bishop Ward. Their lead over Riverside is 12-2. Ground ball foul. Stays 1-2, but now, if it holds here, the run rule is now in play. 10-5, which would give Riverside one more at bat. Try to get back to within 9 or better. So we could be down to the last half inning, and Bishop Ward is still batting. Just one out. The next pitch was outside. It's 2-2. And a base hit could add another. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch by Veach, and there's a strikeout.
Fielder, Dustin Rector.
So it's up to Dustin Rector. And the runner at second, now two outs. He has reached twice in three at-bats. He has also struck out. There's a throw to third, and nice play by third Peterson to keep it from going to left field, but a stolen base by Calderon's courtesy runner. Base hit would make it 13-2. Here's the 0-1, and it's fouled away, and it's 0-2 here on Rector. He has scored twice today, reached on an error in the first, walked in the third. Here is the 0-2 by Veach. It is high. Rector batting from the right side, trying to get one more in. And he takes a look at strike three, a little bender in there, and a big strikeout will end the inning. But now the run rule play in effect. Riverside's going to need one. They trail 12-2 as we head to the fifth.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, for Riverside, coming up here in the top of the fifth inning, trailing Bishop Ward 12-2. They need a run here to keep this game going. As Esparza will try to go three up, three down. First pitch swing, and it's popped up by Dustin Veach. Left side, inside the third base line, and caught by Hughes for the first out.
Number four, Cooper Eberle.
So quickly, one pitch, one out. Cooper Eberle was singled and scored. He's also reached on an error. We'll bat here with nobody on and one out in the fifth. First pitch. A little bit high. Riverside got their two runs in the third. Got an RBI ground out from Beckham Griffin, and then they got a run off a wild pitch. Count 2-0 here on Eberle. And that one is upstairs. So now 3-0. So I got one more game to go. Or Hillmount Academy, Hiawatha coming up in the final game of the quadruple header. 3-0 finds the zone, now 3-1 here to Eberle. Esparza trying to close the door here. This one is slapped into right field, and that drops in for a hit. Just reaching out and catching a piece was Eberle, and he's on with one out. Now Ryder Davis, 0 for 2. Pop out and a strikeout. He has got Eberle at first with one out. As far as this pitch, ground ball, just foul. Just outside the bag at third, and it's 0-1. About a four-step, maybe three-and-a-half-step lead at first. Next pitch popped up. Might be a difficult play. Right fielder Overton calling for it. Good speed over there. Now a throw back to first, not in time. And there are two outs. It's up to Reese Florence.
Reese Florence.
Riverside potentially down to their final out. Runner at first with two down. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball there, a little bit up and in. Florence swung right through it for strike one. As far as out of the stretch, not much of a lead at first by Eberle. Maybe three steps or so. Next pitch in there for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. A 12-2 Bishop Ward lead, trying to put this one away in the fifth. Here's the 0-2 outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Florence reached on a walk in the third. He's also flowed out to right. Here is the 1-2. Strike three call. And that will end the game. It's a run rule victory for Bishop Ward as the top seed wins it 12-2. And we are three up and one more to go. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back, recap this one, get you set for the final game of the evening after a quick timeout here on KNCA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Easy money for the top seed, Bishop Ward, as they close it out in a five-inning run rule over Riverside by a final score of 12-2. As we're getting set for our final game here in about 25 minutes or so, but again, really the difference in this game was the third. Bishop Ward scored in all four innings they bat. And one in the first, two in the second, six in the third. And the highlight there, grand slam, no doubter, over the right field fence by Manny Dunn, really put the game away, and then they added three more in the fourth. Top seed Bishop Ward now 15-6 after the win. Again, 12-2. The final score, unofficially Bishop Ward, 12 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They left 4 on base. Riverside with the loss, their season comes to an end with a record of 5-16. They finished with 2 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors. And they left 5 on base. So the top three, or the higher seeds, have all won today. We got our 4-5 matchup coming up in the nightcap. The 4 seed, Moorhill Mounts Academy, and 5 seed, Hiawatha. So Perry LeCompton, Jefferson West, and Bishop Ward, all winners today and have moved on to regional semifinal action tomorrow here in this Hiawatha Regional. But we still got one more to go. More Hillmounts Academy and Hiawatha coming up here in about 25 or 30 minutes. So one final time, we'll send it back to the studio. Logan will take care of you here for a little while. Keep